CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic, bulletins, or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. And we do have quite a few pre-check-ins, so I'm going to go through the pre-check-in list pretty quick, and then we'll look for new amateur radio operators, and then we've got some EchoLink stations we'll get to. So, Net Control, I'd like to recognize W4FCM. That's Fred. He's over in Traveler's Rest. Bring him with him. And 4IEI, that's Miss Isla. Good to have you with us tonight, Fred. If you're listening, appreciate you being here. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. And KA5WLL, that's Leroy over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Leroy. K4OIM, that's Walt, whose shack is not put back together in his new QTH, and that's the reason you're stuck with me tonight. Hopefully you'll get Walt next Tuesday night when he gets his shack put back together. Appreciate you checking in with the pre-net check-in capability, Walt. K4OSH, that's Pat. He's over in Malden. Good to have you as night, Pat. And for MRY, that's Miss Mary. She's over in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Miss Mary. KO4BDM, that's Jim, who's over in Taylor's, just a stone's throw from, literally, from my house. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. Hope you're doing well. KW4TS, that's Jim over in Pelzer. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. Hope you're doing well. And KC4W, that's Bill over in Anderson. Good to have you with us tonight, Bill. Hope all's going well with you. Do appreciate you guys taking the time to use the pre-net check-in capability. And now we're going to pause for a moment for any brand-new amateur radio operators that have never checked into a net before, aren't quite sure of the protocol. No rules, just throw your call sign out there, and we'll work you through it. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, no new amateur radio operators this evening, but we'll keep trying. We do have some EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations, it's your turn. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, this is November. CO7 Lima, my name's Lawrence. I'm in Edgefield, South Carolina, and I'll just be short time but listening. NS7L, back to you.
Net Control, this is KO4NNH. Name is Fred. Currently car mobile in Piedmont area using EchoLink.
W4DJW, please check in. Kilo 4 Zulu Zulu X-ray. K4ZZX. This is Steve. We're over here at the base of Parris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County tonight. We'll be negative and negative. 73's to you and all on the net. They appreciate you calling the net and all you do for the net.
Okay, that's a good group of EchoLink stations. Net Control, I'd like to recognize NS7L. That's Lawrence. He's over in Edgefield. Sounding good on EchoLink tonight, Lawrence. Do appreciate you taking time to check in with us this evening. KO4NNH, that's Fred. He's over mobiling around on EchoLink. Good to have you with us tonight, Fred. Take care, be safe while you're out there driving around. K4ZZX, that's Steve. He's over at the base of Parris Mountain. Good to have you with us tonight, Steve. You're sounding good. Appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. And now, since it's Tuesday night, we're going to begin the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with India through Lima. Stations with the first letter of the suffix that are called begins with letters I through L. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. 73s for each one of you.
Love you. Oh, goodness, Amy, you're well. Please check in, Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Amy. Good evening to all on the net. No favorite, no comment.
For DJW, please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
E4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey.
Kilo, Bravo, 3, Kilo, Victor, Tango, KB3, KVT, Doc, in Tater Mountain, Pickens County.
DJW. 10, Kilo, Oscar, 4, Juliet, Kilo, Victor. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, and 73 to everybody on the net.
DJW. Kilo, India, 4. Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic, no round table. I see you answered my question about Walt there. I was just wondering.
Yeah, Andy, I just want to make sure everybody knows he's okay. He's just getting his shack set up. Appreciate you throwing that out there. Net Control Mike recognized KK4JFO. That's James over on Tuxedo. Good to have you with tonight, James. You're sounding good as usual. W4IOE, that's Sid. He's over in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good to have you with tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. And everyone, be sure to check in with Sid every Sunday at 8 on 14664. Just a notch or two up from where you are right now, 14664. With a PL tone of 91.5, he has a net every Sunday at 8. It's a great net, and then hang around after that net for the Slow Scan TV net. So they have a good setup on Sunday evenings. Be sure and check in with Sid. I'm sure he'd appreciate it, and I'm sure you'd enjoy it. Sid, we do appreciate you being with us this evening. Take care. Stay safe. KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Bring with him KEC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Good to have you with us tonight, Larry. To Miss Donna, we said hello. And one day, I believe Walt's going to – not Walt. One day, our Friday night net controller. Why does his name just went out of my mind? Anyway, he's going to get Donna to get on the air, so we'll hear Donna's voice. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we all want to hear her check into the net some evening. And KB3KVT, that's Doc over in Tater Mountain. Good to have you this night, Doc. Tater Mountain, where I was trying to keep up with you, and you got a little bit ahead of me. I didn't get where Tater Mountain is.
That would be North Pickens, between the town of Pickens and the town of Pumpkintown.
Okay, Tater Mountain, North Pickens. Okay, very good. I've been to Pumpkintown many, many times, so I'm pretty sure I know where you're at. Be careful, stay safe. Appreciate you taking time to check in with us this evening. And KO4JKV, that's Duncan over in Asheville. You're sounding good tonight, Duncan. Appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. And KI4LZI, that's Andy. He's over at the base of Table Rock. Good to have you this night, Andy. And look for Walt next Tuesday night. Hopefully you'll be hearing him instead of me. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Oscar 4, Lima, Alpha, Oscar, Jim, and Traveler's Rest. I'll be negative and negative at $73 on the net.
Okay, the station before Jim, KK4, it sounded like you said Papa Alpha, but you're right at the white noise and you weren't talking very loud. So take a deep breath, and I believe with a little bit of more vocal power there, you can overcome the white noise. KK4, and give me your suffix.
KK4LPS, Kilo Kilo 4, Lima, Papa, Sierra.
And that's all it took, Tony. Appreciate that. Net Control Lock recognize KK4LPS. That's Tony over in Traveler's Rest. Good to have you this night, Tony. Hope you're doing well. And KO4LAO, and that's Jim. I like that call, Jim, over in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Hope you're doing well. And one last call for India through Lima. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
KW. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec X-ray. It's Jeff down in Ware, please. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net tonight, Dave. 73.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KO4JQX. That's Jeff over in Ware, please. Jeff, you're sounding good. You sound better this time than last time I talked to you. So good to hear you sound better. I hope you recovered from that last dose Sounded good. Take care. Stay safe. We'll go ahead now and bump it to the Mike through Papa group. Station with the first letter suffix of the call begins with letters M through P. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW.
Whiskey 2, Mike, Julia, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. And I will be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net, Dave. 7-3.
W4DJW. Please check in. Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. KN4, UBG, be Kevin. I'll be over here in Fountain Inn. I'll be negative and negative. 73 is to you and everybody on the net.
Okay, there's another good group. Net Control, like to recognize KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. Bring it with her, KK4DMW, that's Rick. And KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're all over in Piedmont. You're sounding good, Miss Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Do appreciate you guys taking the time to check in this evening. Stay safe. And W2MJB, that's Mark. He's over in Simpsonville. Mark, were you going to check in Wendy, or are you going to let Wendy check in on her own?
JWW2MJB. I'll let her check on her own. I'm not sure she'll do Echolink because she's not here in the house and hasn't said or requested that I check her in.
Okay, didn't want to miss her. Well, hopefully she'll Echolink in. And that control, I'd like to recognize KN4UBG. That's Kevin. He's over in Fountainhead. Good to have you with us tonight, Kevin. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations? Mike through Papa. Oh, we do have an Echolink station, a new Echolink station. Echolink station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, he may have just hit the wrong button because he bugged out. Sometimes I do that. Get excited and push the wrong button, push the logout button rather than the push the talk button. Well, maybe he'll come back. Let's see. One last call. Mike through Papa. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got that group. We'll jump on up to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter of suffix are called that begins with letters Q through T. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in Alpha Alpha 4 Romeo Mike, AA 4 RM. I'm Robert and Deasley. Negative and negative. Good evening.
DJW. Again, Whiskey November 4 Sierra. Chris in Lyman. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and all of the net.
4DJW, DEKE6TCG.
Okay, that last station, can you give me your call sign again? I got tripped up somehow. My fault, not yours. Give me that call one more time.
206, Tango Charlie Golf.
Okay, thank you very much, Harry. We got you that time. Net Control, I'd like to recognize AA4RM. That's Robert. He's over in Easley. He's our latest addition on Monday nights, the fill-in when Wendy's or Mark isn't calling on Monday nights. Good to have you with us tonight, Robert. Hope you're doing well. And WN4S, that's Chris. He's over in Lyman. You're sounding good tonight, Chris. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And KE6TCG, that's Harry over in North Taylor's. Good to have you with us tonight, Harry. Hope all's going well with you. Do appreciate your patience with me as I got your call logged into the logbook. Any other stations in the Quebec through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W. Flat through Tango. Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar, Whiskey Rich and Graham with no traffic. Go round table.
Okay, net control, like to recognize K4ROW. That's Richard over in Greenville. Yes, that was the Quebec through Tango group. I was about to bump it to Uniform 3 Zulu, but you made it in there. Slid in right under the wire there, Richard. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations in the Uniform through Zulu groups, U through Z, and the suffix of your call, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we can usually depend on K4XP Tommy down in southern Greenville County, but maybe he'll come in a little bit later. We are kind of zipping through it. Well, on Tuesday nights, we're closer to it than we are on Saturday nights. So, one last call, Uniform through Zulu. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Thanks.
Control, please check in Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Delta, and Kilo Oscar 4 India Lima India. My daughter, both named Mary, negative and negative, and we'll be standing by.
Okay, Scott, I got yours and your wife, Mary, but I didn't get your daughter, Mary. KO4 something something L. Give me hers one more time.
The call sign is Kilo Oscar 4, India Lima India. Repeat, India Lima India. Over.
Okay, I got it that time. I had the L on the outside and the question mark on the inside. It was the I on the outside and the L in the middle. Okay. Appreciate your patience. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KX4YM, that's Scott, bring with him, KO4ACD, that's Miss Mary, and KO4ILI, that's Miss Mary, and they're over in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Scott. Appreciate your patience with me as I got you checked in. And I did see we had another Echolink station, but he's gone already. So any other stations, uniform through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, we'll pop it on up to the top of the alphabet, A through D, and the suffix of your call, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. Negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's still all right out there. 73s.
JW. Dave, please check in November 4 Delta Juliet Charlie. N4DJC, Kerry and Anderson, negative and negative tonight. Thanks for calling in tonight, Dave.
Control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Victor. This is Walter in Simpsonville.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4AOW. That's David sounding good from evening this, or from Inman this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, David. Hope you're doing well. Stay safe. And N4DJC, that's Jerry over in Anderson. Jerry, I was able to turn on the radio a little bit this today while I was working, and I heard you have to get out because you were going to go check in with something that was making a pass overhead. Were you successful with that contact? I was curious.
Yes, I worked a guy in New York. I got one contact in LAO-27. I worked a guy in Arizona the other day, which is probably my best contact from the AO-27. Yeah, I've worked a few of them. It's hard to get into that thing, though. Thanks for checking, David. N4DJC, back to...
Well, very good. I'm glad. I'm glad you were able to make a contact in New York on VHF or UHF, right through the bird in the sky. Anyway, appreciate you sharing that with us tonight, Jerry. Take care. Stay safe. KO4MWV, that's Walter over in Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Walter. Appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. Stay safe. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that brings us to the patient group, the India, the Echo through Hotel group. Stations with the first letter suffix of their call, it begins with the letters E through H. We'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
E and D, Kilo Alpha 4 Echo, November Delta. Thanks, buddy. We're in Taylor. Hello, David. Everybody on the net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KA4END. That's Buddy over in Taylor. Sounding good tonight, Buddy. Good to hear you checking into the net. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. Hope you're doing well. Staying safe. Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. And November 2, Oscar Golf. Scott Greenville on my handheld tonight. Something's wrong with my other antenna. Sorry about that. No traffic.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize N2OG. That's Scott over in Greenville on the handheld. Hey, that's a good handheld, Scott, because you're sounding good. You sound like you're sitting right here. Anyway, appreciate you being with us this evening. Take care. Stay safe. One last call before we shut down the formal portion of that. All the way through the alphabet, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize N3ZL. That's Greg. Greg, over in Candler. Good to have you tonight from Candler, North Carolina tonight, Greg. You are right there marginal. You are right there at the white noise I know your voice now, so I was able to recognize that and fill in the blanks, but the short call sign helped as well. So just letting you know, you are right there, right there on the water's edge. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening, Greg. Take care. Stay safe. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Please check in Kilo 9, Oscar Hotel. It's K9OH. Billy in the big metropolis of Anderson, South Carolina. Good evening to you and all on the net. $73.
DJW. Papa Romeo Sierra, Peter in Pisgah Forest.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize K9OH. That's Billy over in Anderson. Good to have you tonight, Billy. You sounded good. Enjoyed the conversation over the twisted pair earlier tonight. Take care, stay safe. And K4PRS, that is Peter, who's over in Pisgah Forest. You're sounding good from Pisgah Forest tonight, Peter. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. One last try. I know I've said that twice already. Any, all the way through the alphabet, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW.
Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa, Landon via Echo Link, Liberty, in and out.
Okay, there may have been a station that doubled with Landon. If it did and I don't give you a call back, I'd like to get you checked in, so try it again. That control, I'd like to recognize KG4WNP, that's Landon, mobile in Liberty. Good to have you this night, Landon. You're sounding good over Echo Link. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And the other call that may have doubled with Landon, call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
KW.
Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Victor Hotel, Brian in Greenville.
DJW. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec Yankee, Joe and Taylor's, negative and negative.
Okay, next control, I'd like to recognize KO4BVH. That's Brian over in Greenville. Good to have you tonight, Brian. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And KO4JQY, that's Joe over in Taylor. You're sounding good tonight, Joe. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Good to hear all those KO calls. And that means new people are coming into the amateur radio community. Good to hear those calls. One last call, all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
For DJW. Mr. Dave, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Amy and all on the net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KI4DOS. That's Gary. He's bringing with him Miss Joy, K3JOY. Good to have you this night, Gary. Tell Joy we said hello. You guys staying safe. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And we would begin the rag chew portion if we would have had rag chewers, but we don't have any rag chewers. So we're going to check for rag chewers or check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
KI4DOS.
Hey, Gary, go ahead. We're at 48. We're not going to quit till we break 50.
Buddy, that's a good way to do it. I didn't do a whole lot today. I've had to run a few errands and got those done. But I told you about me going out and buying me a new computer for that solid state drive. Well, I got that thing finally all hooked up and swapped over and all of that. Anthony helped me a little bit, but he made me do most of it, which was a good thing because I learned a few things. But I tell you what, from what I had to what I've got now, it's like night and day.
That is a good feeling. I know exactly what you're talking about. I did an upgrade not too long ago on my laptop after, I don't know, when I had the laptop about 7 or 8 years ago. I gave that to Nathan. That's the one I took to the field day. And then I've had the one that I got for about 7 years, and I told Amy, I think I need to upgrade. She said, yeah, go ahead, get you a new one. I went out and got a new one, and I got the exact same feeling as, how in the world did I work on that other one? How in the world was I continuing to do that? But it's so gradual over time, Gary, you really don't notice it. And the technology is getting better at the same time, and it's not anything you're used to, so... Bam. It's a good feeling, huh?
Good feeling. I had Windows 10 on my laptop, and I bought a desktop.
and which is to get the same thing in a laptop, I'd have had to spend a whole lot more money because I compared them. But I enjoy my desktop, and I don't carry my computer with me all the time. And if we need a laptop to go somewhere, I've got my old one. It still works. And then Joy's got a new one, so we're covered as far as having a computer if we need to take one with us. But the laptop had Windows 10 on it, and the tower or the desktop's got Windows 10 on it. But they've made so many changes dead, I got lost on it one time, and I had to call Joy in here, and she came in here and was aggravated with me. She said, "What have I told you about that?" And I thought for a minute, and I told her what she had told me, and she said, "Well, why hadn't you done it?" And I did it, and it straightened me out. So, you know, I don't work with computers every day like she used to. She doesn't do it anymore. But folks like you and Anthony and a whole lot of other folks out there in radio land that work with computers every day, it's simple to y'all, but somebody that only turns them on when they need them for something, then it makes a big difference.
Yeah, Gary, it's like that with a lot of things. I know there's some things that when I was working on cars all the time that were just obvious to me. And I just, because you just do it and you just, and, but then you get away from it. And I remember when I was doing some stuff like that with Johnny around and him reminding me of some of the things that I forgot. So it's, you know, it's what you get used to. It's where you're comfortable with doing it. But you just needed her help to slow down and think about it and think it through and you would have picked it back up. I have to do that sometimes myself. In fact, sometimes I'll go out. I'll just go and write down some instructions and put them in a file and save it somewhere because I know in a couple of years when I come back by this thinking again, I'm not going to remember it. It's just too much. So writing little notes and leaving yourself little crumb trails along the way, it goes a long way.
Let's do that, Dave. No doubt about it. I was talking to Anthony and He said, "Dad, he said, I forgot so much about Windows and that type of computer, networking or whatever you want to call it. He said, I do all mine in the cloud. He said, I done forgot so much. He said, I don't know if I can help you or not. But we muddled through, and I had most of it done. There was just a couple of things. I was having, the biggest problem I had was transferring my email over. And I finally got that straightened out. I'd forgotten my password, and luckily Joy had saved it, and took her 2 days to find it. But when she found it, I got it in there, and everything went popped over real smooth, and all of that. But it was amazing that. I don't know if it's Microsoft or Windows or whoever, but they don't have a thing for Windows 10 to transfer it from one machine to another.
Well, usually when you plug them into a network, you've got to tell it to share, right? To share the network. So that's something you have to tell each one of them. And if you're willing to share it on the local network, not necessarily on a public network, but on your local LAN, right? LAN being the network of computers at your house. Normally, you can see the other computer from one computer, and you can just click on the folder and drag it over to the folder you wanted to put in and drop it. And that's how Windows supplies you the capability to do that, is if you do have, like, internet access, and you connect to a Wi-Fi or a router, a hard line, or, you know, through there, usually that's just drag and drop. You just click on it in one. Not a Internet Explorer, but a Windows Explorer. The Windows Explorer is like shows you the file system and everything, whereas the Internet Explorer goes out to the Internet. But if you get two file explorers open and you can have both of your computers connected to the network, you can have one of those explorers exploring the old computer and one on the new computer, and you can just drag and drop. So that's how they supply that capability.
I learned something else new tonight. Well, the the program that I used, Anthony actually found it and got it for me and told me how to set it up. But I got both computers on the, like you said, on the same network here at the house, and it just transferred it over. Of course, I had to tell it which to move it from the PC to the desktop, or you could have moved it from the desktop to the PC. But you had to get the direction right to start with. And, but anyway, it's all done, and I'm happy with it. Like I said, I got everything back on it, and I got my Echo Link up and running. And I did learn how to split my screen, Dave. I didn't know how to, or I had never done that. I'm not going to say I didn't know how. I didn't know how, but I didn't know that I could do it either. But I can split my screen now and have two programs, one running on one side and one on the other. And I thought that was a big accomplishment.
So are you doing that on two separate monitors or both of them on one monitor?
Yes, both on one monitor.
Yeah, Windows makes some nice little slick little tricks like that. If you grab the title bar at the top and you slam it over against one edge, it'll show you all your other ones that are running. You pick one, it'll put them up there side by side. I use that all the time. That's really convenient. That's a whole lot better than trying to pick a corner and get it where you want it and pick it up and slide it and drop it, and then the other one's overlapping that one, and they keep overlapping each other. You're absolutely right. That is a huge time saver.
AW.NET KI4DOS. Well, like I said, I found out how to do that, and just for giggles, I was going along with the net the other night, and I had the net report on one side and the Echo Link on the other side. And it worked real well. I was just tickled to death watching that. And, I said, now I don't have to. Before, I went down to the bottom, and, I kept both places open, and I'd have to switch between the two programs. Don't have to do them. The old man learned something new, Dave, and I'm glad I did. Other than that, that's about all I've got. I'm going to turn it back over to you. I've been on here about 10 minutes now or a little better. See if there's some more folks out there. Maybe you'll get two more or five more or something. I hope you get several more. But we enjoyed it, and thanks for all the info, buddy. I really appreciate all you do and the help you've given me in the past. And I know that you don't mind giving me some in the future if I need it. But you and Miss Amy have a great day tomorrow, and we'll talk at you tomorrow evening sometime. W4DJW.NET KI4DOS.
Okay, Gary. Well, I do appreciate you hanging around for the Rag Chew portion of that. And just so you know, I had to go without my truck for a while. Nathan had it. He was working on it. He's putting brakes on it, and there's other things that I had let go over the years. And then I only had one key. I told him, don't lose that key. So he went and made me another key. The battery was shot, so he went and got me a new battery. So he did some maintenance work on it. I got my old truck back, and I like my old truck. I know why you keep yours and you keep it running, but Amy told me, you need to take that old truck and go get you a new SUV or something like that. And I told her, no, I like my old truck. I was out at the airfield with it, and I had it loaded up with airplanes in the back. And Steve, who's flying with me, says, you know, maybe we can get you a paint job for that truck. I told him, no, I like my old truck. I like it just how it is. I don't want to change a thing about it, other than Nathan got it all tuned up and running really good. But anyway, I thought I'd share that with you. I don't want to get rid of my old truck. I like my old truck. Anyway, you take care. Stay safe. Appreciate you hanging around for the Rag Chew portion. And again, tell Joy we said hello. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Check in, KE4OGG, that's Kilo Echo 4, Oscar Golf Golf. Ray, Mobile and Seneca tonight, no traffic, no base.
Okay, just want to make sure I got this right. Kilo Echo 4, Alpha Golf Golf, that's Larry over in Seneca, is that right?
It's close. It's Oscar Golf Golf, Kilo Echo 4, Oscar Golf Golf, KE4OGG, and the name is Ray, Romeo Alpha Yankee.
I don't know why that is. Sorry about that, Ray. But anyway, I got you corrected in there. Net Control Lock recognized KE4OGG. That's Ray over in Seneca. Good to have you with us tonight, Ray. Appreciate your patience with me as I got you checked in. Need at least one more check-in. One more, and that's going to put us at the half a century mark, at the 50 mark. So one more check-in before we're going to turn it in all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, I'm going to see if I can stir somebody up on the text message here, because I'm not leaving until I get 50. So if you're listening and you haven't checked in yet, may as well go ahead and check in. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Check KE4OGG.
Go ahead, Ray.
Wi-Fi by relay, KF4DLQ, that's Kilo 554, Delta Lima, Quebec. Her name is Ruby, and she's home in Seneca. I'm a block away from her right now, so put her in the log.
That's the magic number. Net Control Lock recognized. KF4DLQ, that's Ruby, over in Seneca as well, just about a block away from Ray. Appreciate that, Ray. Okay, one last call before we shut down the net all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Rise, Dave, KF4DOS.
Yeah, we're going to double her pay, Gary.
Go ahead with the net, KF4DOS.
Okay, have I missed anyone for comments or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW.
JW. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. Location Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Okay, Tommy, your ears must have been burning because we were talking about you as we went through the Uniform Through Zulu group. Net Control Electric, that's KX4B. That's Tommy. He's over in Southern Greenville County. Sounding good as usual tonight, Tommy. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. All right. If there's none other, Gary, KI4DOS, who we've been drag-chewing with just a few minutes ago, will be running that tomorrow night. He has the swap net tomorrow night, so be sure and stop in and check in with Gary and enjoy that swap net. I know a lot of people do. Stand by for my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.
JW, Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike.
KX4YM, W4DJW, go ahead.
I picked up a Pi 4, and I'm wondering how you guys are using them for amateur stuff. I was thinking I was going to play with some of the digital modes.
So they are very good for that, but they're good for a lot of things. I'm talking to you through one right now. The my push-to-talk button is on my Windows screen, and my Windows screen is running an X server, and I run a program over on the Echo Link node that's running on a Pi 4. And well, actually, it's a Pi 3. It's not even a Pi 4. It's a Pi 3. And it displays that window back on my desktop, my Windows desktop. And that window has who all was logged in on Echo Link, plus a transmit button. Plus, it'll send out like a couple of messages, the messages that I use a lot that are on the repeater. So that's one good use for it, right? It also runs Echo Link. Raspberry Pi is running Echo Link. It's also the controller for our replacement repeater for whenever we get back to it. And that's running three radios off of one Raspberry Pi. And those three radios, they use one for transmit, one for receive, and the other one for a link radio. And the link can be a link to control the transmitter and receiver on the mountain, or to link up to another repeater like over on Paris Mountain. So there's no end, Scott. There's no end to what you can do with Raspberry Pi.
I've been reading about it, and I've been playing with computers for a long time. This looks like something new and exciting to play with.
It is. I mean, they're so cheap, right? And they're so powerful. Like, a single Raspberry Pi that costs $45 to $80, right, if you get 1 meg of memory or 4 meg or 8 megs of memory, right? They can range from that price. But that single processor can run at, I overclock all of mine to 2 gigahertz, and they've been running for, I've got 24 of them in a cluster. And that cluster processes Rosetta at home work units and Einstein at home work units. The Rosetta home work units are processing, they're folding proteins to figure out, you know, what are the attractive proteins for killing COVID. And then they also, for other you know, diseases and things like that, they're finding cures for those. At the same time, they're running Einstein at home, which is looking for gravitational waves with the LIDAR setups that there are. There's some out in Georgia, there's some out on the west, there's some in the northwest. So it's also processing work units for them. And they are more powerful. Each individual board, card size of a wallet, you know, you could put in your wallet, those boards are more powerful than the previous generation's laptops. The most powerful of the previous generation's laptops. They outperform, because I've got the old generation laptops running and I've got the Raspberry Pi cluster running, and each individual node in the Pi cluster is stronger than my old laptops all by themselves. I mean, it's amazing what they pack into that little tiny card.
I'm forward to putting up some sort of machine that'll play the old computer games that no longer run in Windows, and I'm looking for applications on those as well.
They will do that, right? And they'll run them in a command in a terminal window inside a windowing system, or they'll run them right there on your monitor. Either way you want to do it. And there's tons of them out there to choose from. They've got a really large selection of software now, whereas, you know, 10, 15 years ago, they didn't have that large a selection of software. But now they're catching up to Windows. They've got, you know, most ham radio related programs will run in Unix or Windows. So there you go. It's a whole lot more efficient to run them in Linux. And you don't have to worry about viruses when you're in Unix.
Unix system for data collection back in the day. And dedicated 2400 baud modems gives you a little hint on how old the systems were. But Unix was pretty powerful, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that's what businesses use. When I was working for Michelin, that's all they used was Unix. Well, they used Microvax, but it was on the way out, and it was being replaced by Unix workstations. And they were some powerful workstations for their day and time, but their day and time has come and gone, right? Because now you can get a PC that's more powerful than those, and they pay some big bucks for those boxes, like $30K. Right, and now for $1,000, you can get something that's 100 times more powerful. It's just amazing.
You know, enjoy the way they're folding the new stuff in and replacing the old stuff, but I still like playing with the old ones.
That's the same here. In fact, I went to eBay. I went on eBay, and I like playing with those old ones so much. I went on eBay and bought some old Spark stations, the ones that we used to work on when I was at Michelin, and got the operating system from Sun Solaris, and loaded it on there. And I was super user on Solaris boxes on Spark stations while I was at home. That was pretty cool. But after a while, you know, they got so old they quit working anymore.
And running, we had brand new 38625 set up as terminals running into a 68020 process based Unix box that was feeding all our data back into San Diego. And it was fun to work with the antiques.
Yeah, I enjoy that too, but I also like using the new stuff. So got to keep it, get a little of each. But I got pretty heavy into the old stuff, getting boxes off eBay, old boxes off eBay. And those things are so big, they're so heavy, they use so much electricity. And your cell phone will outrun them, will outperform them now. So that's pretty sad for them. But, you know, that's the only constant we can depend on is change.
Box down on the shelf that's still running DOS 4, and I think the only thing I've got loaded on it is chopper command. But, I picked these machines up at auctions, and they're just $5-6. It's just way too much fun.
I know, and you can spend a lot of time on it, too. You can. Well, I gotta do some cleaning up here, and then I'm going to head for the bed. It's early morning tomorrow morning. So, anyway, good talking to you. Good sharing those old computer stories, Scott.
4YM for ID, and be safe, 73s, and we'll talk to you sooner or later.
You too. Catch you later. W4DJW Clear.